You're listening to the Greencast Advisory Podcast. I'm Glenn Kirby, the technical manager for Syngenta UK and Ireland, and here is where you'll find me talking about the content in my turf blog. They'll be short and to the point, so put on those headphones and have a listen to what I've got to say this time. So you've probably got the idea by now. We recently did an application quiz with ICL that was circulated on social media. And on this podcast, I've been going through some of the questions and some of the answers. Now, in this podcast, I'm going to talk about two questions on a similar theme, looking at sprayer testing. So in the first question, we asked the following. There is a legal requirement for boom sprayers to be tested under the NSTS or DAFM in Ireland scheme. Which of the below requires testing every 3 years? Is it your knapsack? Is it a sprayer with a boom wider than 3 meters that is older than 5 years old? Is it a sprayer with a boom less than 3 meters, or is it all of the above? Now, we had a fairly wide range of answers here. Only less than 60% of people got this one right. Now, the NSTS scheme is a kind of MOT type scheme that you would see for your car, but it's for sprayers. It's the National Sprayer Test Scheme in the UK, and it is the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine in Ireland. So around 58% of you got this one right, and it is just those sprayers with a boom wider than 3 meters that is older than 5 years. So if your sprayer is less than 5 years old, it does not need testing. So you get through to that 5 year period, and then after that it does. Now, the boom needs to be wider than 3 meters. So if you have a boom that's narrower than 3 meters, it does not fall into that scheme. It falls into a separate section that I'm going to talk about in a minute. So all trailed and mounted self-propelled sprayers with booms over 3 meters that are older than 5 years require this NSTS test every 3 years. It used to be every 5 years, but that changed last November. So November 2020, it moved down to 3 years. What's really worrying about this, and it kind of reflects in these results, is there is a trend showing the number of these assessments being carried out is in decline. Hopefully that is due to the increased investment in people spraying technology in their sprayers. So there's a lot more people with sprayers that are newer than 5 years. But in all reality, it's more likely due to just a lack of understanding of the legal requirements to do this. And I think that reflects in the answer to this question. So if you have a sprayer that is older than 5 years with a boom that's wider than 3 meters, you need to get it checked out every 3 years and assessed under this scheme. So if you go into the blog, there is a few nice links in there to all the legislation changes, the decision trees to get there, which I've summarized, and a newsletter on how there's a decline in the sprayer testing going on at the moment. Which brings me nicely to the next question. So the next question to do with the NSTS scheme is, do knapsack and handheld and pedestrian equipment need to be tested under the NSTS scheme every 5 years? Or yes, if it has a battery powered pump. Yes, if it has a holding capacity greater than 15 litres, or no, but it must be checked on a regular basis and a record of inspection kept. Now, there was a few clues in that last answer, so you should be able to work this out now. And around 68% of you got it right. But again, it does show that there is a bit of confusion here over exactly what goes on in these schemes. Now, they're schemes that are designed for all pesticide application technology sprayers. So it covers agriculture, it covers ornamentals, it covers amenity. So there's going to be some confusion and some areas that are quite difficult to pin down, but they've tried to do their best. And the thing is with knapsacks is they don't have to be checked under the NSTS scheme. And I guess that's because there are just so many of them, it would be impossible to pull every sprayer out, and they do tend to last a lot longer. But you do have a responsibility to inspect them or have a competent person inspect them under the NSTS, and you must record that inspection. They are not specific about how often that needs to happen, other than on a regular basis. And I guess that would really tie into how much you're using them. So if you're not using them very often and they're sat in your chem safe all year and only go out once a year, I would say they need a competent person to inspect them every time they go out, and you should be recording that. Whereas if they're out on a regular basis, then they'll obviously need regular checking, but because they're being used regularly, they'll be in much better functioning form, probably, I hope. So from a test list point of view, what is on that checklist? Well, it's primarily a safety check. It's looking at seals, it's looking at non-return valves, it's looking at damage in the tank for cracks and holes, it's looking for straps to make sure they're safe and clean and secure. It's making sure that hose connections are all there, there's nothing leaking, that the triggers work, that there are filters fitted, the nozzle is correctly aligned with no signs of damage. There is a big chunk in there to make sure these things are safe. Now, remember, we're putting pesticides in these and they're going to be attached to your body, probably. So it's really important that they work well. It's about a 3-page checklist. There's lots of stuff on calibration on there as well to make sure it's calibrated properly. And it's really worth having a look at. I don't know many people that are actually doing this and recording these check sheets and putting them in their files, but it's really good practice. There is a legal requirement to do it. You can find that checklist in my blog. So go take a look, download it, put it in your spray sheet, go and check your knapsack sprayers over. It is well worth doing. Hope you enjoyed the podcast version of Greencast Advisory. For more content like this, check out the Greencast Advisory blog, and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, take care of yourself, and thanks for listening.